This American Life with Ira Glass, twice each weekend on KUAF, Saturday mornings at 6 and Sunday mornings at 10. The people involved with the art experience on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Fayetteville like to offer experiences. It's in their name, after all. Thursday night, they'll offer one up. Music from the Claudia Burson Trio, food from places like Little Bread Company. It's a fundraiser for the art experience, and it takes place at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Fayetteville. And while the art experience has been here, offering art classes and art therapy since 1993, there has been a recent change. The art experience is now a nonprofit, according to Joanne Kaminsky, a licensed counselor, board-certified therapist, and founder of the art experience.
And I don't know that what we do is a lot different, because we always had classes and we had creativity groups, and I think we've moved more toward the therapeutic and a lot less toward basic skills training.
She says there are plenty of places in the region now that offer art classes, but she says by shifting to a nonprofit status, counselors and therapists involved with the art experience can offer art therapy to people who couldn't otherwise afford such services. Booty Kling, another counselor at the Art Experience, has been practicing art therapy for 27 years.
Well, you don't have to talk about it. A picture's worth a thousand words. It's a medium for expression that transcends the need for words. And a lot of times our clients, Joanne's and mine, have had experiences that are really, really difficult to talk about. In the hospital, I work with people who, for dementia or strokes or various reasons, can't talk, but they can make art. And art is just, it's like fundamental to our being.
She says sometimes simply making a mark or choosing a color can help express feelings on a very deep level. Joanne and Booty have worked together with clients at women's shelters. Joanne has worked with art in education before. They've worked with both adults and children, as well as clients at the studio on MLK. They had discussed the move to nonprofit status for some time, and that conversation escalated after a trip to Bolivia to provide art therapy there. The final push, they say, was the continued increase in mental health costs.
Mental health services continue to be more difficult to get for most people because this cost is rising so rapidly. Both of us are trained. Joanne was trained as a counselor, and I was trained originally as an art therapist. We do psychotherapy. We offer a very specialized service, but most people can't afford it, and the system isn't offering mental health services, and we have something that's not only a wonderful mental health service, it's very specialized. Because there's so few art therapists in the area, we wanted to make this available in the community for people who can't pay for it. They're never going to have a shot at this.
And that is the inspiration for Thursday night's fundraiser at St. Paul's. The $15 admission and the silent auction will raise money to fund the work, of course. But awareness of the practice of art therapy is also part of the mission of the event. Joanne Kaminsky says she'll take time to explain her group called Pathfinders, a therapeutic group with 9 girls between 12 and 15 years of age.
I like to help these girls find their own power, find their what they're good at, what they don't like, how they fit in, but more than how they fit in, discover who they are. And I think that at that age, it's so easy to be focused outward and try to change yourself to fit into the world. And so this is a place where you're finding your path, but you're going within to do that.
She says that's achieved through a variety of mediums that help facilitate self-expression. Booty Kling says she'll be discussing her work with adults, including a support group for people with hepatitis C.
Both the World Health Organization and the CDC recommend on their websites that support groups can be helpful for folks that are suffering from Hep C. And I think it's absolutely true. An art therapy group will let people express all the feelings that go with a life-threatening chronic illness in a group setting with all, you know, with all the features that Joanne was mentioning, the safety, the non-judgmental atmosphere, the valuing the process, not the product, And those are experiences that most of us are not having a lot of as adults. You know, we're judged all the time, we're criticized all the time, we've got to come up with a product all the time. And folks that are dealing with chronic illness, particularly hepatitis C, are just under a tremendous amount of pressure.
Joanne Kaminsky says the art experience will continue to grow and add a third therapist to the staff soon. The Nurture the Art Experience fundraiser, featuring the Claudia Burson Trio, is Thursday night at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Fayetteville from 5 until 8.
Art is a way to take those things that are secret and inside and bring them out. And anything that's a secret, it's like a splinter in there. It's just festering away. And when it comes out, it just, you're afraid, but then it feels better.
You can hear Joanne Kaminsky and Bootie Kling talk more about art therapy and Thursday night's event in an audio extra that's at our website, ozarksatlarge.com.